Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we talk about all things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our orgasms, to our relationships, to our ovaries and our children. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me today. This is episode 11. The link between chores and sex. Now, this is something that I've been thinking about for a while because, on a personal level, I really think that the more chores Jason does, or even volunteers to do, honestly, and maybe doesn't quite fully get done, the more open, happy, and sexually interested I am. Now, here's the thing, though. I was looking up information, and I was finding that recent studies that have been done have talked about how maybe that there actually is not a positive link, a positive correlation between more chores and having more sex. It actually, there might be like a negative correlation, which was really shocking to me. So I wanted to talk about what those findings said and like maybe what is really going on here. And see, brainstorm some ideas and then maybe get some feedback from you and see what you think about it and what it's like in your own life. So the studies I looked at the type of partnerships that people had, and they looked at sexual frequency, how often they were having sex, self-reported, which is something we can discuss. And also they looked at like a marital satisfaction or a partnership satisfaction. I believe they were looking at married couples. So they were looking at heterosexual married couples. So I'd be interested to see or hear how this might be different for unmarried couples, whether they're gay or straight. So one of the things that they said was that it wasn't just about chores per se. It was about types of chores, that was a really big factor in looking at frequency of sex, which I thought was interesting. And it was about how chores are so gendered. You know, there's traditionally, stereotypically women's chores, like dishes and vacuuming and cleaning. And then there's stereotypically men's chores, like taking out the trash, mowing the lawn, fixing light bulbs in cars and things like that. Now, of course, women know that most women end up doing a lot of the stereotypical male work too. You know, the fixing the light bulb, the doing this and that. My best friend does all of that stuff in her house because her husband just isn't as into it as she is. And that's fine with her. So I'm going to have to talk to her about if she feels like, you know, I know that she probably doesn't have a conscious connection between chores and sex, but how that affects maybe her sexual feelings. So the recent studies that I looked at definitely were looking more at the types of chores done and who did the types of chores. So one study looked at in relationships where the women were doing about half of the female work and half of the male work, the traditional female and male work, and where men were doing about half of the female work and half of the male work. They were saying that these couples were having, on average, it was something like 0.75, like, less times of sex a week. So the average was like maybe 4 times a week or something they would have sex. And then couples where the women would do most slash all of the female work, supposedly, and the men would do most slash all of the male work. Excuse me. That those couples would have sex like 4.75 times. It was something like that. So it was a difference, supposedly. It was a difference. The link, you know, there was a link there. We don't know if this is causation or if it's correlation, of course. And that's what I want to talk about later. But there was a link there, apparently. And then in couples where the men were doing all of the traditionally female work, and the women were doing all of the traditional male work, those were the couples that had actually the least amount of sex, coming in at like 0.7 times less than the super egalitarian couple, something like that. So I thought that that was pretty interesting, and that also didn't really sit home with me. I thought that doesn't make sense to me and my idea and my feelings about an equal, like an egalitarian relationship on a lot of levels, and then marital satisfaction, and then also just sexual frequency, because I know that I feel so much more sexually inclined after more chores have been done. So I wanted to think more about this. Now, interestingly, when the studies were looking at this, the link between chores and sex, they were also, like I said, looking at marital satisfaction. And I think it was maybe another study that had similar results with the chores thing, found that the egalitarian couples, the ones that were, you know, both working, both prioritizing their careers, but then also splitting the chores somewhat equally between the male chores and the female chores, the traditionally male and female chores, they had higher marital satisfaction ratings, and they felt more closeness and more satisfaction with their general relationship. So I was like, why is that not linked to having more sex? That seems surprising to me. So I wanted to throw out a couple of my ideas about possibly some extra variables that are coming into play here that they didn't measure in the study, and that might point towards some causation, but mostly a correlation between less chores and more chores, less sex, which is what the study sort of found. So my first thought was that in relationships where the men were doing all of the male work and the women were doing all of the female work, my first thought was that there's a chance that in many of these cases, the women are maybe stay-at-home moms, or they work from home or something like that. Because it is a lot harder these days to have a dual earning couple where the woman is accepting of doing all the female, traditionally female work. I don't know any women that are okay with doing all of it when they have a job and they work as much as their husband and things like that. Now, so I was thinking that there was perhaps a chance that the women were maybe stay-at-home moms, or they didn't have to work because their husbands could make enough money for the whole family just with their one income, which is much less common now than it used to be. And in that case, if that's the case, I wondered, considering that that is a more traditional gender role setup of a relationship, I wondered how maybe the sexual situation is more traditionally gendered. So when the male says, hey, I want to have sex, the female just feels more inclined from a gendered level because he's wanting to do it and she feels like, okay, he's the guy, I'll do it, that maybe she feels more inclined to actually have sex. Maybe she, you know, thinks, okay, well, somewhere in the back of her mind, well, you know, he's doing a lot of hard work, he's making a lot of money, and of course she's doing a lot of hard work too. But maybe there's some sort of something in her brain maybe that's conditioned for her to think, okay, well, this is, I want to, you know, sort of, but I also feel like I think it's the right thing to do given the circumstance. So there's a chance that that's the case. This is just a guess. And then one of the biggest ideas that I had about a relationship where the woman does all of the female work and the man does all of the male work was that this was the idea that I thought was maybe the most valid as why there's a correlation between the chores and sex, a negative correlation, was that considering that in relationships where the couple maybe, or the couple is more egalitarian with their division of chores and labor around the house, those couples report higher closeness, more closeness with each other, and more marital satisfaction. So part of me was thinking, since sex is such an emotional event for most people, particularly for women, then the fact that the couple that divides chores along gender lines very strongly is having sex a little bit more often than the other couple might mean that is the way that couple is trying to connect and feel their closeness, because they might be lacking the higher levels of closeness and cooperation and feelings of equality in the other aspects of their life. That's the leveling field. That's where men are going to feel closeness and connection with their wife, And that's where women are going to feel closest in connection with their husbands, because honestly, where are you going to be closer with your partner, hopefully, than in a sexual situation where you're open, your body's open, your emotions are open, and you should be in a really great state of mind for connecting with that person. So that was the thought that I had the most that would really kind of point toward that correlation, was that is the best place that couples that don't do a lot of cooperation with chores, or kind of have it divided so they're not having to cooperate on certain levels with certain chores, that is where they come and they find their cooperation and their teamwork, kind of, in a sexual situation. So that was one thing that I thought could be possible too, and I wonder what you thought about that. Now, going back a little bit to the concept of gender and sort of sexuality, our concepts of sexuality are tied a lot into concepts of gender. So, for example, a certain man might not be attracted to a certain woman because she doesn't fit his ideal of what a woman should be. And it's his own personal idea. It might be very informed by society. It might be an idea that he has taken time to craft, or notice that he models after other women in his life that he respects. So someone's idea of what a woman should be might be that she does take care of the house a lot and doesn't really do a lot of the male chores, and she takes care of the children, and that's a very sexy female thing to do. And then another man's idea of what a woman should be might be that she's a strong person, like she's physically strong and powerful and has a strong, tough personality and can take care of herself. Which, they're not mutually exclusive ideas about what a woman is, but, you know, for example, so in the cases where the chores are heavily divided on gender, so I'm thinking that that the ideas of what gender is supposed to be, what women are supposed to be, what men are supposed to be, is really going to heavily inform how attracted we are to our mate, and are they fulfilling those ideas of what we think they're supposed to be, and not on a critical, you know, level, on a societal level that we've been ingrained to believe about men and women. I'm not saying it's right, I'm not saying it's wrong, it's just the way people absorb societal information about what men and women are supposed to be. And one thing that one of the studies found, they said some of the language that was used when they were doing some interviews with couples had to do with it was a gendered conversation. Like, not only were they aware of what work was supposed to be for the women and what work was supposed to be for the men, but that it had to do with making that other partner seem more sexually female, and therefore he was more attracted to her, or more sexually male, and therefore she was more attracted to him. So because there's such a long history of what men and women are supposed to do, ingrained in our ideas of what our partner should be, is this, you know, understanding of, if the man is washing the dishes, even though it's a great help to me, perhaps my libido goes down a bit because it isn't a classic male thing to do, considering what I grew up believing. So even though that sort of a thing, if we're in a really egalitarian relationship and you're asking your partner, hey, can you help me do the chores, and he helps, so one of the studies found that that didn't actually increase the amount of sex you were having, which I would argue with. I would argue with in my own life. But in the case of couples whose ideas of gender are a little more strict and based on our history and traditions, that women are more inclined to ask for help now when they work a job or they have a lot going on, or they feel more comfortable saying, I need you to do this, that is, you know, dishes or vacuuming. They might feel more inclined to ask, but then even though they appreciate the help and it makes them appreciate their marriage more and really appreciate their partner and feel like he's helpful and part of the team, it might actually decrease the sexual frequency, because something about our wiring through society is telling us he's helping you, and that's something that might turn you on more, but the way he's helping you is kind of in a girly way, so you're kind of back down where you were again on the sexual interest level, which makes sense to me in a wiring of our brain from a societal standpoint, but it doesn't make sense to me in my own life. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that my dad did most of the girl chores when I was growing up. My mom would work at night, so I would hang out with my dad. And my dad would wash all the dishes, and he would sweep. But the big thing was dishes. He would do dishes all the time. And my dad never cooked quite as much as my mom, but he did cook. And so I grew up thinking, hey, men are doing a lot of things. Men are doing a lot of chores. And so I've been hilariously watching my dad when I'm 10 in the kitchen, like dancing around with his apron on, washing dishes, has made that a cozy memory. And so it's completely related to masculinity. It's not separate. It's not a, you know, not a thing. And I think that's going to change as we, as our relationships get better at understanding the egalitarian concept and not dividing labor, based on gender roles just because, you know, if it's something that you like to do and it's a girly chore, you should do it if you want to. Or if it's something that you like to do and it's the guy chore, you know, you want to change the light bulbs, then you should do it. So we're getting better at actually doing what we personally want and not stopping because we're facing the wall of the other gender's territory. But I thought it was really interesting that this was supposedly affecting sexual frequency because of it changed your ideas of how masculine or feminine our partner was, what kind of chores they were doing. But now I want to talk a little bit about what I experienced in this case and why I don't think that the study and the information that they found is actually a causation thing necessarily. I think in some couples it might be. There's a causation between seeing your male partner do girly chores even though he's helping you, and then you go, when the time comes for maybe have sex later tonight, I'm not as interested because I'm not as sexually charged by your masculine presence. There could be some of that, but I do think it has a lot to do with other factors in the relationship about other dynamics related to egalitarianism and how maybe how shared all aspects of their life are. And especially what my theory about how the closeness factor, trying to use the sexual time as the biggest way to be close to someone, as opposed to feeling like you kind of have a little a team going in sharing and learning to cooperate on little individual chore levels with the kids, with the food, with everything throughout the day. Now, in my house, I do most of the inside, whatever, quote-unquote, girl chores. Jason will do things when I ask him to most of the time, but he never thinks to do them. That's, like, not on his radar. And so I end up doing most of them. And it was, honestly, it was hard for me to get used to at first just because I grew up seeing my dad do so many girl, quote-unquote, chores, that it took me a while to realize that Jason hates doing the dishes. Like, hates it. But I don't really like putting the dishes away, so I know washing the dishes takes longer, but I really, for some reason, don't like putting them away. So I would rather him do that. And I also, honestly, am faster at washing the dishes. I'm not necessarily better, but I can do it faster and have the same outcome as him taking longer. And now that we have the dishwasher, it's a lot more helpful, because I don't feel as inclined to switch off with dishes all the time, because we were like, okay, my turn, your turn, my turn, your turn. And he would let the dishes build up because he was like so dreading doing it, and then it would take him like hours and it would really suck when he had to do it. And I've done that too, let them build up. But the dishwasher really helps. And to me, washing the dishes, because my dad would do it when I was a kid and I would hang out with him and I would wash them and we would have conversations, it's a cozy thing to me. Versus Jason absolutely hates it. So I don't mind doing something like that because I don't mind it if it's not all the time. And he absolutely dislikes it. And there's other chores that he does more often than me because I absolutely, you know, don't like doing it. Like when it's time for us to move our chicken pen, he's usually the one doing it because I don't like doing it. I get all cut up, the fence cuts me up sometimes, and unfortunately part of the thing is too heavy for me to push by myself, but he can do it by himself. So that's something. Now, if you think about that, we've sort of divided the labor on a gender level. But that just happens to be, in this case, what we prefer to do. So I do most of the laundry, but I don't do his laundry. I told him I'm giving up on doing your laundry because you never do laundry and it makes me mad. So you can do your own laundry. And just recently, he finally did a load of laundry because I kind of made him. But he had like two huge hampers full of his clothes and he had no underwears, he had no anything. So I was like, you need to do some laundry, you know. And he did it. It's still sitting in the dryer, but it's somewhat been done. And I don't care as long as it's not in my space doing crazy things. But I said, I'll do, like, the towels and the dish rags and stuff, but I'm not doing your laundry anymore, just because, you know, you never do the laundry in general. So there's a way that I've kind of, you know, taken care of doing more of those chores and things like that. And when the time comes for us to do anything related to little detail computer stuff or looking up, you know, information about how to do this with the podcast and all this stuff, I am so not interested in those little details and about bit sizes and byte sizes and memory spaces on computers and all this stuff. So I'm just like, please, you do it. And he's comfortable doing that. But to me, it just hurts my brain. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so not interested. So there's definitely, he does a lot of things, but the traditionally, like, girl chores, I do most of them. He does a good bit of cooking, though, which is fantastic. I love it when men cook for you. Actually, he's cooking for me tonight because it's date night. So when there comes a time that I am feeling like he's not been helping me enough with the house chores inside the house, or I've been doing too many of them, and that's part of my thing, is I forget to say I need help sometimes, and I need this because it's stressing me out, to explain it to him. So sometimes I forget that, and then I start to get resentful, and every time that happens, it becomes a discussion. And I'm mad at him because he wasn't doing the chores I needed him to do, either ones I feel like he should have picked up on or ones that I specifically asked. And he gets mad at me because he feels like that's always the discussion we have, which is chores. But it honestly affects my sexual interest. And that's part of the reason why we get stressed, because as the stress begins, we stop having sex. Because I stop wanting to, and it's not an active thing, I'm not like cutting him off, I just stop wanting to because there's an openness there, like I've talked about, that I can't share with him if I'm feeling closed off and resentful about the chores or about any other stuff. But really, our only argument ever is about the same damn chore argument. And it happens once every 3 months and it's over. We just don't really argue about other stuff. So that's pretty much all we ever argue about. And so we stop having sex, generally, because I'm kind of closed off to the openness that's required in a positive sexual situation. And that makes me more stressed because I have no release of my tension. And he gets more stressed because he has no release of his tension. And then he kind of stops trying to have sex after a certain point because he'll kind of like touch me a little and then I'm like, I'm tired, you know. And I am, but it's really, I'm not motivated to do it because of what I just said. And so he stops trying, and then I start to feel like he doesn't want to, he doesn't like me. And then it becomes a cycle of crapola. But every time we have, not really a straight up argument, but like the big discussion about it, and we kind of argue a little bit and then we get over it, every time we have that discussion, whether or not he's done any other chores, just the discussion of it and him recognizing, okay, I understand what you mean, and me recognizing, okay, I understand what you mean. Every time that discussion happens, he dreads that discussion. But every time it happens, we have sex like 10 minutes after it. I know this is the case. Because last time I noticed it, I was like, this is hilarious. Every time we have a problem with the chores, because I'm holding so much tension in me about it. Because I just tend to hold tension. And so I'm a really good thermometer of tension in our relationships, because like no sex happens at all if there's any tension. And it's always chore tension. I'm not good at just being like, I'll just do it just because. I can't do that. He can tell, I can tell, it's just no good, and I just literally can't do it. So, if I'm able to have sex with Jason, all is great in the relationship. So as soon as we have that discussion, and we get it out in the open, and he says, I understand you, I will help you more. Just those words, just what that means to me and how caring that is. And the next day, like if he just does like some dishes, or he does half of something I put on the list, I'm just so grateful that I feel so much more sexually inclined. And so that's definitely correlated. Especially the conversation where we connect again over that being a problem and him resolving to help out and me resolving to be less stressed about it, which we always get back in our old habits again. But that's okay. That's something we've learned to understand. Some things you can't fully change. Some things you have to slowly change. But at least just being able to recenter and get back to each other, which is what you need to be able to do before you can have sex again. And our team is kind of cemented again. Then the sex begins straight away. Straight away. It's such a hilarious connection. So for me, there is totally a link between chores and sex. Because chores signify for me that you're thinking of me and that you care about me. That's, and a lot of women feel that way about chores. Versus Jason doesn't really feel that way about chores. He isn't as inclined to say, oh, I asked you to do this thing and you didn't do it, because he, like, rarely asks me to do things. And if he does and I forget it, he's like, oh, okay, whatever. Versus I would be like, oh man, he forgot it. What does that mean? He's not on my team right now. So I want to know what you think. Go to the website, awomanpodcast.com. Leave a comment. You can also email me at emma@awomanpodcast.com. Remember, no exclamation point in that email address or in the website address. And let me know what you have noticed in your own life about chores and sex. Do you think you agree with the studies about very gendered chores and how that affects your ideas of how sexy they are, your partner? Or do you agree with me that I really think there's a correlation? So I'm just curious to see what you think, because I was so surprised by the findings that they had. And to me, it was such a no-brainer that chores and sex would be related. Simply because the openness is there and the teamwork is there when you're helping each other do chores or you're helping each other do tasks, which can carry over into your sex life. So I'm just really curious to see what you think about that. Thank you for joining me again today. I had a great time talking to you, as usual. I'm Emma, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.